welcome back to this week's Travel Talk. My name is Krista, and this is my second Travel Talk, and I'm excited to be back with you to tell you about some exciting this week travel hacks to save you some time and money, as well as how to avoid being a bad house guest, since this is the season for traveling all over the country and all over the world. And also, if we have time, some delightful destinations in North America to beat the heat. So before we get started, I would really like to thank the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired for this opportunity to share Travel Talk with you. And in addition, I'd like to thank purpleplanetmusic.com for our theme song. So without further ado, here are some travel hacks to save you time and money. And I found these on a website called, I believe it's called Travel. It's capital T, little r, v, l. So TR just for travel, which is a website. And it is written by Lynn Coulter. And it says 20 travel hacks to save you time and money. Make the most of your road trip or flight. And since this is getting to be the peak of the travel season, now is the time to save time and money. Wouldn't you say? So here we go. Long airport security lines can play havoc with your travel plans. So can dead phone batteries, high gas prices, lost luggage, and kids who fight in the back seat. Not every road trip or flight can go smoothly, but a few smart travel hacks can help you avoid the potholes. I'm really excited to hear these too. Number one, these are hacks to use when you go by air. Number one is passengers have been fuming about delays at security checkpoints. While TSA officials try to speed things up, sign up for TSA PreCheck, an expedited program for travelers who are considered low risk. If your airline offers it, apply for a KTN, or known traveler number, to use when you book your flight. That's KTN. Once you're approved, you can take the shorter, faster screening lines, and you won't have to take off your shoes, belt, or light jacket. You won't have to open your laptop or 311 liquids either. Number two, seasoned travelers know they can make money by volunteering to be bumped from overbooked flights. Of course, you'd better have a flexible schedule because you may have to stand by for the next one, and there's always a chance you'll get stranded. But if this is an option, try asking for cash or accept a voucher. And they say read it carefully, as it will probably have restrictions or extra frequent flyer miles. And don't forget about your luggage. If you checked it, ask where it will be held until you arrive. Number three, imagine this. You're ready to board your flight when the gate agent announces it's been canceled. Worse, bad weather is causing cancellations all over the board. You race to the ticket counter to rebook, only to find a two-hour line has already formed ahead of you. You could call your airline to grab a seat on another flight if your battery wasn't dead. If you didn't tuck a charging cord and spare battery in a carry-on bag, expect to pay big bucks to buy them from an airport vendor. And this, is, they say, is critical advice. Don't pack your cords and chargers in checked bags. Otherwise, you won't have access to them. Number four, before you leave home, download your airline's app. Most will give you real-time info on gate assignments, arrivals, and delays. They can also display your boarding pass, so you don't have to keep up with the paper one. Just have your phone. I've done that before. It actually is quite helpful. Number five, when you're traveling outside the U.S., use Skype or Google Hangouts to make free calls. If both parties are using Wi-Fi, you can also talk to someone on FaceTime without paying roaming charges or long-distance charges, although there may be a few countries where FaceTime is banned or it simply won't work. Number six, as a backup, scan important documents like your passport, itinerary, and driver's license before you journey out and email them to yourself. Oh, that's a great idea. They'll be invaluable if your originals are lost or stolen. Number seven, keep an empty water bottle in your carry-on bag. backpack or purse and fill it after you pass through security. Oh my gosh, that is a great idea. I can't tell you the number of bottles I have had to throw out that have water in them and are perfectly fine, but you can't get through security. They say you'd be surprised at how much money you'll save. Bottled water from airport vendors isn't cheap, and it is not. I think my family and I went to Disney in March, and I think I paid about $6 for a bottle of water. Number eight, call your credit card companies and tell them when you're going to a new or seldom visit destination. If they see unexpected activity on your account, they're likely to freeze it while you're trying to book a room or pay for a meal in outer Tasmania. Number nine, don't forget to compare ticket prices from airlines in the same general area. Flying in or out of JFK, for example, may be more expensive than LaGuardia, or there could be a special to and from Miami rather than Fort Lauderdale. My husband has had great success using Google app that has to do with flights. I think it's called Google Flights. I'll have to check in on that and report back at our next travel talk. Number 10, before you book a flight online, clear your history, cash, and cookies on your computer. This may help you get a cheaper fare, since some airlines track your searches and increase prices when they perceive a flight is in demand. That has happened to me. I don't know if that's happened to you before, but most definitely. It's also a good idea to compare prices from travel sites like Kayak with the prices quoted directly by the airline. So those are some good ones. Let's see. These are travel hacks for road trips. Driving a long distance with kids? Chances are you'll need a few bathroom breaks. Download Sit or Squat from Charmin to find the cleanest pit stops along your route. Well, that is a good piece of advice. So that's called Sit or Squat from Charmin. Number two, don't pay too much for gas. Gas Buddy can tell you where to find the lowest gas prices around and even calculate the cost of your trip before you head out on the highway. Number three, if you're traveling with someone else or you plan to use more than one mobile gadget, bring along a USB charger with at least two ports. Number four, keep the little ones entertained by hanging a shoe organizer over the back of your seat. Fill the pockets with small toys, healthy snacks, juice boxes, travel-sized games, or other fun things to keep them busy. Number five, if you're not on a tight schedule, use Field Trip, that is an app, to find interesting places to visit along the way. It's a fun and easy way to discover new attractions and destinations. So that's neat. That's probably like so you can find the world's biggest ball of twine and all of those fun things. Number six, stay on course with Google Maps, which provides turn-by-turn directions for Android or iOS users. This GPS-based navigation system also alerts you to delays due to traffic, construction, or accidents, and helps you navigate around them. Number seven, another navigation system, Waze, is community-based, which means it uses info provided by other drivers in your area to tell you about real-time accidents, traffic delays, stalled cars, and more. And that can be good even if you're riding the bus, just to let you know what is actually happening on your route. Number eight, wondering where to find the next gas station, hotel, or restaurant? Use the iExit app to see what's coming up at the next exit and how far you'll have to detour from your current route. Number nine, if you need a late night stop to grab a bite to eat or stretch your legs and you're not sure what's open, look for a truck stop. Most are up and open all night and they're typically clean, well lit, and stocked with a great variety of snacks, beverages, and other items. Their bathrooms are usually nice and clean too. Number 10, don't forget to put an emergency kit in your vehicle. Stash basic first aid supplies and items you need if you break down, such as a flashlight and spare batteries, jumper cables, foam tire sealant, a tire gauge, some non-perishable snacks, a blanket, drinking water, an ice scraper for the windshield, and a rain poncho or two. And granted, you could have those things packed with you even if you're not in the driver's seat. You can still have all of that with you. So our next story is also from the website Travel, TRVL. It's called How to Avoid Being a Bad House Guest. Good guests can couch surf through life. And I don't know about you, I think it's fun to stay with friends and family when you're in a city, especially one that you don't know very well, because they're people that live in that community and know all the great things to do. And you get some extra personal time to be with those people as well. So here's how to do it right. And this is also by Lynn Coulter. Wet towels on the floor, signs of snooping in your bathroom cabinet, and letting your kids run wild through your friend's house. If you're guilty of these, you've probably been a bad house guest, even if your hosts are too polite to say so. Don't make them run and hide the next time you show up on their doorstep. Use our tips to keep the welcome mat out each time you visit. What's the biggest sin a house guest can commit? HomeAdvisor, a website that matches customers to local pre-screened plumbers, remodelers, and other service professionals, conducted a survey of 2,000 Americans about the behaviors that are the most offensive. The biggest pet peeve they learned was with house guests who stay indefinitely. Don't linger after you said you'd leave. Set a date for your departure and stick to it. Another etiquette mistake, bringing extra guests along without telling your hosts beforehand. It's worse when freeloadering friends leave a big mess for the hostess to clean up. Survey respondents said guests from the millennial generation were the most likely to do this. On the flip side, they complained that baby boomers were the most likely to clean up a place without being asked. That might appeal to some homeowners, but not all. Uninvited cleaning can make people feel uncomfortable or simply annoy them because they'd rather do chores their way. And that medicine cabinet? The survey found that hosts really resent someone who rummages around in their personal belongings, whether it's in the bathroom, bedroom, or other area. Another sign of thoughtless guests, smokers. The days of glamorous movie stars blowing smoke while they slink around the house are over. If you must smoke, ask if there's an outside area or a place in the garage you can use. Take an ashtray or an empty tin can with you so you don't drop ashes or leave cigarette butts behind. Nobody likes undisciplined children running around either. If your kids are visiting with you, make them behave. Don't wait until your hostess is on her last nerve. Watch yourself around the refrigerator and the home bar. Your hosts will probably invite you to make yourself at home, and they wouldn't say it if they didn't mean it. Up to a point, that is. Use moderation so you don't seem greedy. Strip the sheets from the bed when you depart and put them in a designated laundry spot or leave them neatly at the foot of the bed. Place used towels on the side of the tub so they're easy for the host to collect. I always like to put used towels actually in the tub so people know that they are finished and should be laundered. I always do that in hotels as well. So they say, and that's not all, of course. Even small faux pas can loom large when you're couch surfing. Lauren Gretow, a spokesperson for TripAdvisor Vacation Rentals, adds that you should check out and follow the house rules. It's much the same as when you're booking a rental. You'll want to read the property listing and traveler reviews for a home thoroughly, so you'll know what's allowed and expected. When you're a guest in someone's home, it's wise to do the same. Make sure you understand the basic guidelines. Don't bring Fido or Fluffy along unless you've asked in advance. Don't bring extra people either. Keep the noise down, especially in the evening. If you're watching TV and your hosts are headed off to bed, or if there are small children in the house who go to sleep early, be thoughtful and lower the volume. If you want to make a long-distance call on a landline, ask permission first, and then promise to pay any charges. Then do it. Finally, let your host or hostess know how much you appreciate their hospitality. Bring a gift when you arrive, or take them out to dinner while you're there. And don't forget to write a nice thank you note as soon as you get home. Those are some terrific tips. So here is a story from TripAdvisor. I didn't realize they weren't just a service, that they actually do some editorial. And these are 8 delightful destinations in North America to beat the summer heat. And this was just written today, actually. With summer temperatures hitting the 90s and 100s in part of the country, it's time to start planning a trip to beat the heat. These 8 destinations offer sweet relief from the summer heat, along with plenty of activities and attractions to keep travelers happy. Whether you prefer a city or the coast, you'll find a comfortable summer destination below. No matter where you're heading, you can plan your whole itinerary on TripAdvisor. Start by finding your ideal flight right on our site. For your accommodations, we check up to 200 booking sites to bring you the lowest price on hotels, plus offer unique lodgings like vacation homes, inns, and bed and breakfast. They also have thousands of bookable tours, excursions, attractions, and more in locations all around the world. TripAdvisor is your one-stop shop for planning and booking the ultimate getaway. And I'm not being paid by TripAdvisor to say that. It says it in their article. So first we have Quebec City, Quebec. Average July temperature, this is fantastic, 72 degrees. I am ready to go. Quebec City may be the only fortified city north of Mexico, but it welcomes visitors with open arms. Explore the Citadel, where you might catch Canadian troops staging a military ceremony. As for food, you could splurge on an afternoon tea at the Chateau Frontenac, or do as the locals do and snack on poutine, French fries with gravy and cheese curds, which I have heard are wonderful, but to me that just sounds awful. So I don't know if you've had them before, but I hope for your sake they're good. Let's see, Asheville, North Carolina. Average July temperature, 77 degrees. So that's lovely. If you're into eating locally and supporting sustainable agriculture, go to Asheville and eat, eat, eat. This town has less than 100,000 people. This town of less than 100,000 people have 17 farmers markets. Wow. And the local restaurant scene is all about taking advantage of the seasonal produce sold there. And don't miss the area's microbreweries. Next, we have Santa Cruz, California. Average July temperature, 76 degrees. The quintessential California beach town of Santa Cruz. It was here that surfing was first brought to the mainland by Hawaiian royalty. Home to the legendary Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, a pedestrian-friendly tree-lined downtown area, and the historic Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, which stretches out a half mile into the waters of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Other highlights include UC Santa Cruz, the Santa Cruz Surfing Museum, and nearby Redwood Forests. I've always wanted to go there. Bar Harbor, Maine is next. Average July temperature, 68 degrees. Oh, lovely. Mansions and majestic hotels serve as reminders of Bar Harbor's past. In the 19th century, it was a favorite vacation spot of society's upper crust. Today, visitors kayak, explore Acadia National Park, go bird or whale watching, and enjoy salty sea air and sandy beaches. Next is Seattle, Washington. Average July temperature, 71 degrees. In Seattle, you simply can't skip the Central Public Library, a modern architecture marvel of glass grids, unusual shapes, and a book spiral that climbs four stories. Wow. Stroll over to Pike Place Market to visit the original Starbucks and play catch with a fishmonger. In the heart of the city lies Chihuly Garden and Glass, which will dazzle you with its colorful and delicate works. Glide to the top of the Space Needle for panoramic views of the surrounding mountain ranges and Puget Sound. And next we have Calgary, Alberta. Average July temperature, 72 degrees, just like being inside. The sophisticated city that grew out of the Canadian West, Calgary balances the modern and the traditional with pioneer charm. For the full Western experience, show up in time for the annual Calgary Stampede, complete with rodeos. Year-round, you'll find abundant shopping, dining, and nightlife. A short drive away are some of Canada's finest national parks. Next, we have Mexico City, Mexico. Average July temperature, 73 degrees. Wow, I would not have guessed. Rising from the ruins of the Aztec capital, Tenochtitlan, Mexico City offers a unique collision of contemporary city life and historic preservation. World-class museums, restaurants, and parks rub shoulders with the remains of several cultures. The nightlife, the shopping, and the history make it a must-see regardless of your travel style. Next is Minneapolis, Minnesota. Average July temperature, 76 degrees, which actually seems warmer than I would have guessed. With its gleaming skyscrapers set amid glittering lakes, Minneapolis makes for an attractive and fun getaway. A truly year-round destination, the city offers activities for every season. In winter, one can explore the downtown area through more than 7 miles of glass-enclosed skyways. In addition to keeping you warm, they create a lively thoroughfare filled with specialty shops, restaurants, and services. In summer, the action moves outside. Known as the City of Lakes, Minneapolis has 22 lakes located within city limits and many more around in the surrounding area. In town, hordes of locals and tourists inline skate or stroll around Lake Calhoun, stopping for ice cream along the way. Just outside of town, Fort Snelling State Park offers outdoor recreational activities from hiking to biking and golf to boating. No matter when you visit, Minneapolis offers lots for everyone to enjoy. I have heard Minneapolis is a very artistic city as well. They have many theaters and different arts organizations for locals to enjoy. So if you do visit Minneapolis, make sure you check that out. Okay, we actually have time for another article, and this also is from TripAdvisor. It is the 6 happiest cities in America that make for phenomenal vacation spots, and some may surprise you. Since we're talking about vacationing, I thought I would throw this in there as well. It says, and this is again TripAdvisor, each year WalletHub announces the happiest cities in the U.S. based on a plethora of criteria. Their 2019 release shows that many of the top-ranking cities aren't always the most renowned or popular from a vacation standpoint. But these 7 cities on the list are happy places for locals and visitors alike. So without further ado, here are 7 cities where you can find your happy place. 1 is Madison, Wisconsin. The sprawling University of Wisconsin sets the tone for this college town of cafes, bookstores, brew pubs, numerous restaurants, more per capita than anywhere else in the U.S., and a good share of cultural and historical attractions. Stunning glacial waterways make the City of Lakes one of the more picturesque state capitals in the country. More than 250 parks offer residents and tourists plenty of recreational areas to choose from. If you visit the campus, be sure to try the famous Babcock ice cream at Memorial Union or Babcock Hall before or after a visit to the Elvesheim Museum of Art's collection of Greek, Roman, and Egyptian antiquities. And to really get into the college spirit, head over to State Street's eclectic range of ethnic restaurants. Be sure to try the mouth-watering bratwurst sandwich on a homemade bun at State Street Brats, a student favorite. At the end of State Street, the white granite Roman Renaissance-style capitol dominates the skyline and offers an observation platform for views of the city and lakes. Our next happiest city is Huntington Beach, California. And this is right on the beach. That is what the photo is showing. Beautiful palm trees and blue water. Discover the best of Southern California culture. Offering the authentic surf lifestyle coupled with 10 miles of uninterrupted coastline, Huntington Beach can truly be called Surf City USA. Warm weather and year-round sun offer the perfect setting for outdoor activities such as beach bonfires, volleyball by the pier, biking along the ocean strand, stand-up paddleboarding in Huntington Harbor, hiking through the Bolsa Chica wetlands, or strolling down Main Street. Next is Fargo, North Dakota. For a weekend of fun and relaxation, you don't have to go far. North Dakota's largest city gained a certain measure of modern fame with its 1996 movie namesake, but Fargo is more than a city of friendly folks and flat accents. Local museums will please art lovers, children, and baseball enthusiasts. After a family visit to the Red River Zoo, parents can unwind at a local area lounge, many of which offer casino gaming. In Fargo's sister city of Moorhead, Minnesota, the Heritage Hjemmekast Interpretive Center has replicas of a Viking ship and a Norwegian stav church. Back in Fargo, Bonanzaville, USA gives modern visitors a taste of pioneer life. Next is San Jose, California. They are very happy in California, apparently. Welcome to bustling San Jose, where Silicon Valley meets Spanish history and modern edifices sit alongside meticulously restored 19th century buildings. Such is the contrast of this city, rich in tradition and, thanks to the tech history, just plain rich. 5-star hotels and fine restaurants line the streets of the restored downtown area, and the cultural scene is thriving with museums, theater, and art to rival any world-class hub. Don't miss the Tech Museum of Innovation, an exploration of Silicon Valley and its impact on the area. History Bus will relish the old mansions and can delve into the city's past history at the History Museum of San Jose. save time for a round of golf, or the locals' other favorite pastime, sipping coffee and people watching at a crowded cafe. Next is Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale has more spas per capita than any other city in the U.S. So whether you're looking for the latest medispa technology or a new agey bohemian vibe, there's sure to be something for you. It's a good thing, too. After spending all day touring the beautiful desert, you'll be grateful for some pampering. And lastly is San Francisco, California. Every neighborhood in San Francisco has its own personality, from the hippie chick of the Upper Haight to the hipster grid of the Mission. The Marina District's both trendy bistros and postcard-perfect views of the Golden Gate Bridge, while No Valley offers quaint and quiet boutiques. Wave hello to the sea lions at Pier 39 and sample local cheese and charcuterie at the Ferry Building. Sit in on a yoga session at the Dolores Park or marvel at the Dutch windmill across from Ocean Beach. Well, that's about all we have this week for Travel Talk. Please tune in again next week to hear more travel ideas and travel tips for you. Again, thank you to the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired and PurplePlanetMusic.com for our theme. Have a great week. Bye-bye.